Directions Magazine. This is Directions on the News for Tuesday, April 30th, 2013. Each week, this podcast looks at news and trends related to all things location. This is Adina Schutzberg, Executive Editor in Somerville, Massachusetts.
And this is Joe Francica, Editor-in-Chief in Huntsville, Alabama.
Social media. It can be a great resource, a time sink, or a burden for geospatial professionals. What exactly makes an individual or organization worth following via Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, or Google+? We'll share who we follow and try to identify the best practices that make their posts valuable. But first, a word from our sponsor.
This podcast is brought to you by Esri. Make ArcGIS Online the mapping platform for your organization. Sign up for a free 30-day trial today at esri.com/agoleval.
Now, you can find suggestions for what blogs to read or who to follow on Twitter via individuals. People put blog roles up on their blogs. And on Twitter, there's Follow Friday, where people recommend other people that you might want to follow. Or you can depend on the platforms themselves to give you suggestions as to who you might be interested in. That certainly happens on Google+ and on Twitter. But we're not going to do that today. We're not going to give you a list of people to follow. What we're going to do instead is share just four suggestions. We've looked over who we follow on the various platforms and have selected each one individual and one organization that we follow. And we'll certainly talk about who they are, but what we really want to get at is what makes them worth following. What do they do right? So Joe, let's start with you. Who is a person you follow on social media, and what is it they do that makes their contributions valuable?
Part of my criteria has to go right to what I would call the authoritative source or somebody who's knowledgeable. I follow Jeff Zeiss's Between the Poles blog. I think if I want to read somebody who's knowledgeable about the utility industry, and again, it's a very narrow field, but Jeff, I think, does it particularly well. I think he's pithy with and very concise. He is knowledgeable. He's been around the industry a long time. I just find his insights useful. He does a little bit of market research. He finds sources, and he's a subject matter expert. And the biggest thing I also like is he's talking about the subject he's passionate about. I think that's extremely important. He's not just regurgitating news. So he's finding stories. He's insightful. And I find that to be one of the best practices, I think, you have to be. If you're going to write a blog, you ought to be knowledgeable about your subject. You shouldn't regurgitate anything. I just find him refreshing, and he's concise. You know, he gets the word out there. He does it in a concise manner.
Yeah, and I have to say, he always cites his sources. He never goes off topic. He really has a very small box that he covers, and that's rare in these times. It really is. Most of the blogs, and I will say this about All Points blog, we're trying to cover a very wide swath, and
yeah.
He doesn't do that. So, and that lets that expertise really shine through. Interestingly, the individual that I'm going to suggest is also named Jeff, and that's Jeff Harrison. When I started looking over who I follow on Twitter, Jeff's name popped up, and I went to check how many times I had cited him as a source for something that I posted on All Points blog. And just on a quick search, it was more than 30 times. What's interesting about Jeff Harrison, it's kind of an interesting mix of sort of personal, you know, I'm in D.C. doing something, or I just had a great meeting with somebody. And a lot of it's just news. And somehow he is finding news that I don't find. And I think I'm a pretty good news searcher because that's part of my job at Directions Magazine. But he finds stuff or is tuned into some other department of news. So, for example, we recently published a press release about how Pleiades had taken some imagery of the explosion down in Texas.
Right.
I hadn't heard about that anywhere, but I heard about it from Jeff Harrison. On Twitter. He doesn't talk too much about his company. I don't know if his company, The Carbon Project, even has a Twitter account. He never repeats things. He doesn't say several Twitter accounts I've looked at following will say the same thing three times in a day, and I know why they do that, but that doesn't work for me.
Yeah, well, part of the issue we have in just covering news is anything in the geospatial realm breaking news, like the major news organizations, and we look at Directions Magazine as a news organization, not just a B2B magazine. We're a trade industry publication, but I look at us more as a news source than as a B2B trade pub. And I don't find some of the news that we are able to cover all that breaking. There are certainly some stories that, you know, you want to post a map of an area where there may have been a major disaster or there's a hurricane coming. Some of that is breaking, but for most, you know, for all intents and purposes, geospatial news is not that way. So it's up to us, as you said, to curate the news, to find the news from sources that we think are kind of boots on the ground, right? That get the information before anybody would.
Or satellites in the air.
Right, or satellites in the air, right.
Okay, let's move on to organizations. And this one I found a lot harder to find, like a stellar example of an organization that's using social media. What did you find?
Yeah, I think that's a really good point because it goes to the item I just said, which is boots on the ground. I think that the USGIF, the US Geospatial Intelligence Foundation, does a pretty good job in curating a lot of the news because they're right there in D.C. and they're going to find the news that we don't necessarily have access to because they're taking meetings up on the Hill. They see things, maybe they're following different news sources that we're not necessarily finding. And they may not be directly geospatial, but they certainly may be peripheral to geospatial. So I think they do a good job in covering social media. In other words, they've got things on Twitter, they've got things on LinkedIn, they do their own publication. So it would be those things that, again, I think I cited as an individual, which is boots on the ground, subject matter expert, and a credible news source. I think their Trajectory magazine, when I look at it versus other publications, has become a credible news source, and I don't find that with a lot of geospatial publications.
Now, how do you follow, what is your preferred way to follow them? Because you're right, they are sort of everywhere.
Yeah, I think the Twitter feed that I get from them is probably the one I look at most. And also because they post things to LinkedIn, I get that as a daily feed as well.
Yeah, I think one comment I want to make is we're not so much commenting on which platform individuals or organizations choose to use, but really what the content is that they choose to share.
Yeah,
that's really what we're talking about. And it's whatever platform works for them and works for the people on the receiving end. When I look at all the organizations that I might follow, and I have to admit, I follow very, very few because so many of them seem to get what I consider to be off topic, or they get too honed in on one particular topic. So I tried following one organization and every single post was about come to our conference, come to our conference, come to our conference.
Right.
And that wasn't helpful to me at all. So I don't follow them. But one organization that I do follow, and I follow them on Twitter because it's simply the easiest for me because I'm already there for other reasons, is the Association of American Geographers. And it's an interesting feed because it's not, they don't tweet too often. They only tweet when there is news. They tend to tweet news that you wouldn't otherwise find since they aren't a big organization that puts out press releases and things like that. So 9 times out of 10, they're pointing you to their website and news on their website, which I don't keep active, I don't actively visit, so that's very helpful to me. And the other thing I have to say about the AAG is the handful of times that I have asked a question of them via social media, they have come right back with a response.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
And that's really terrific. I mean, sometimes it's, hey, you mentioned this article, where do I find it? At one point, and this really, I really appreciated this, they were starting to put out a daily paper.li that collects links from other people's Twitter accounts. And I was just finding it annoying and not very helpful. So I let them know that. And they thought about it and they stopped it.
Hmm.
And I give them a lot of credit for listening. I mean, they could have made a different decision, but I appreciate that they listened.
Yeah.
The other thing that I really appreciate about the AAG is it's not a super salesy thing. There isn't a whole lot of come to our conference, be at our conference. They certainly get more active during the conference, but you don't get that sort of salesy thing that you sometimes get from organizations or publications. And they're doing it in a very respectful, academic sort of way. And again, content matter experts. If they cite something, it's the real deal. Right. I appreciate that.
Well, and I wanted to mention another organization that's not geospatial that I just recently started to follow. It's called the Content Management Institute. And one of the things that I find interesting about them is, for me as a news and a technology journalist, is they're helping me to do my job better. And if I had to make a recommendation to an organization that was going to work in social media, it is help your readers do their job. Don't just regurgitate, as we've said before, don't just regurgitate the news that every other news organization gets, but help the individual do their job best. And I find that I find this organization refreshing because, again, they're a subject matter expert and they help me. They're sending me content that will help me do a job better than what I've done it before.
Are they pointing you to their own unique content, or are they pointing you to other articles by other organizations?
It is primarily content that they put out there. One of the things that they mentioned was that everybody is now a journalist, right? So they were trying to put it in a nice way, right? That every organization should look at themselves as a news organization.
Every company is a media organization.
Every company is a media organization. So how do you differentiate yourself as a news organization when everybody else is a news organization? And I think some of those ideas had to be about curation. And the other one is about structuring your content, you know, being concise, being a subject matter expert. It's some of the things that I mentioned. So I appreciate an organization who knows who their audience is.
Well, that gives, I think, our listeners some idea of what we're looking for in social media content, either from individuals or from organizations. And hopefully that will help you be a better provider of content to your potential followers. That's all the time we have for today.
Our sponsor, Esri, would like to remind you that Collector for ArcGIS is available for download from the Apple App Store and Google Play. This free app simplifies field data collection by allowing you to capture, update, and report data directly from your iPhone or Android smartphone. To download the app and get started, visit esri.com/collector. And from us here at Directions Magazine, I'd like to remind you that our upcoming Location Intelligence Conference will be May 21st and 22nd in Washington, D.C. For more information, go to locationintelligence.net.
If you'd like to comment on today's podcast, you can reach us by email at editors@directionsmag.com. You can send us a tweet at directionsmag, or you can leave a comment where this podcast is posted at Directions Magazine. Thanks for joining us, and be sure to tell a friend.